Welcome to Business English Pod, a great way to improve your English skills on the go. Anxiety over offshoring, overblown. Growth in outsourcing of service jobs from rich countries is likely to be constrained because only 1 in 7 workers in low-wage nations has the skills needed to work for multinationals, according to a McKinsey study published on Thursday. Offshore employment in the service sector will grow gradually, making no sudden impact on labor markets overall in developed countries, says the report by the McKinsey Global Institute, a research arm of the strategy consultancy. It says the trend will have little effect on wages in rich countries, scotching the idea that offshoring could help hold down inflation in those nations. The McKinsey report is the first to come up with authoritative estimates of how many service jobs could move from rich countries to poor ones. McKinsey estimates this figure could reach 160 million by 2008, or 11% of the world's projected 1.46 billion service jobs. But the study says only a fraction of this potential will be realized. In 2008, there will be 4.1 million service jobs offshore, or 1.2% of service jobs in rich countries. One reason for this is multinationals' attitudes to recruitment, McKinsey says. The consultancy conducted 83 interviews with human resources managers working for multinationals and found that, presented with workers from emerging economies with appropriate academic qualifications, they were likely to reject 87% on other grounds. The main reasons for the low likely take-up were poor language skills, the low quality of significant portions of the educational system in developing nations, and cultural differences. Diana Farrell, director of the Institute, said multinationals often failed to take up offshoring because of initial costs and other hurdles.
So the topic today that we're looking at is offshoring or outsourcing of jobs. And I think this is seen maybe as a threat in the Western world or the Western hemisphere and an opportunity in other parts of the world in developing countries. So let's go through some of the vocabulary in this story and look at some of the explanations. First of all, in the title there, Jeff, they're talking about this situation using the word offshoring. What do we mean by offshore?
Well, offshoring usually means to move jobs or move business from one country to another, usually to save money. So in most cases, it would mean moving jobs in a developed country or a richer country to a less developed or a poorer country.
Okay. And they said in the title that really these concerns or anxiety was overblown. So, Dickon, what do we mean there by overblown?
Overblown means exaggerated. An overblown problem is a problem that is not actually as big as people think it is.
Okay. So maybe another way to say overblown perhaps would be exaggerate.
Absolutely.
Okay. So we start off the article talking about growth in outsourcing. Now, to me, outsourcing is quite a similar word as offshoring. Do you agree, Jeff?
Well, I think outsourcing just means taking jobs that are normally done inside a company and maybe sending them to another company or another business to perform.
So it doesn't have to be in another country?
It doesn't have to be in another country. You could say that offshoring is a special kind of outsourcing where you go offshore, you go to another country to get that part of the job done.
Okay. They're talking here that this growth could be constrained. Joe, what are we meaning there with constrained?
Constrained just means limited.
Okay.
You can constrain someone or something. That means to hold it or limit it in some way.
Slow it down, maybe.
Yeah.
So in this case, I guess they're talking about slowing down the growth of this offshoring phenomenon.
Sure.
Okay. I guess if your growth is constrained, then you could be growing gradually.
Yeah, or a little bit at a time, very slowly.
Okay. that would mean that you couldn't make any sudden impact. Dicker, what do we mean there by sudden impact?
Sudden impact is the opposite of gradually, meaning to affect something in a big way and very suddenly, very immediately.
Okay, so like a big bang. Or something,
a big bang, indeed.
The report that we're discussing here is being produced by McKinsey, which is quite a famous management consultancy. And it was one particular arm of the consultancy. And I know, Jeff, we've talked about this term before, the research arm. Yeah?
Well, just like your arm is one part of your body, you could say the research arm of a company is the division or the department of a company that is responsible for handling research.
Okay, so they have a particular focus and they are just a division or department.
Yeah.
I think the main thesis of this report is that they're saying the offshoring or outsourcing trend is going to have little effect on rich countries. And they use the idiom, scotching the idea.
Mm. Well, to scotch the idea is really to get rid of it, throw it away. I guess you could say dismiss an idea.
Okay, so they're basically saying this concern or this worry is incorrect.
Yeah, they've researched it and they've decided it's not really true.
Okay, and really the idea that they were talking about that they scotched or dismissed was holding down inflation. There's a phrasal verb there. What do we mean by that, Dicker?
Holding down means to reduce or not grow as quickly. Very similar to constrain, to limit something.
Yeah, yeah. And in this case, they're talking about holding down inflation. Jeff, you're our resident economist. What's inflation?
Well, inflation is just a general rise in prices of all kinds of different products. Maybe not just one or two things, but most of the products that people buy. If they become more expensive, you can say that the economy is experiencing inflation.
I guess in this case, they were hoping that the effect of outsourcing jobs would help keep down inflation in wages.
But they've scotched that idea. They don't think it's true.
Okay. And the article is saying that this McKinsey report is really the first authoritative estimate of the effect of this outsourcing. What do we mean by authoritative?
Well, they're saying the report comes from an authority or a position of good knowledge or experience. You can depend on these results.
Okay, so they have a lot of expertise, maybe, in this area.
Sure. And a lot of credibility. They're easy to believe.
All right. And they were looking at one particular, what we call, sector of the economy, and they're talking about the service jobs or service sector.
Well, that's an area of the economy where people perform jobs that are service jobs.
Okay. What type of industries or what type of companies, then, are in the service industry?
Tourism.
Retailing? Selling things? Food and beverages?
What about banking?
Banking is a service industry.
And I guess management consultants like McKinsey.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
When they were talking there about the amount of jobs that could be moved offshore, the study said there was only a fraction of the potential. What do we mean there with only a fraction?
Only a fraction refers to a small amount. Only a few.
They said that potentially 11% of the world's service jobs could be offshored, but maybe in reality only a fraction or small amount of that.
That's right.
Okay. Quite often when jobs are outsourced offshore, these jobs are transferred to countries that we say are emerging economies. What about this phrase here, emerging economies?
Well, I think this is a new expression, or maybe it's a little bit newer than developing countries.
Yeah.
Instead of just saying that a country's economy is developing, you can say that it's emerging, or maybe that it's taking a higher position or a more visible position in the world economy. So I think this is a more popular phrase that's become widely used recently.
Okay. Really, they're saying these human resource managers, they said, even with appropriate or the right type of academic qualifications.
Yeah, university degrees or high school diplomas.
Right, so even with these academic qualifications, they probably would reject 87% on other grounds. What do we mean there, other grounds?
Other grounds refers to other reasons.
Okay, so there's not just looking there at their academic
At their academic background, yeah.
Yeah.
There are other reasons why.
Okay. And then it finishes up by talking about what these reasons are. It mentions three different reasons. First phrase we see there is the low quality of significant portions.
Mm. The large percent or a large section of the educational system, they're saying, has poor quality.
Okay. The second reason they mentioned there, too, is cultural differences.
Well, they don't really explain what kind of cultural differences they're talking about
here.
But it's definitely true that people from different countries with different backgrounds and different languages can sometimes have problems working together in the same company, even if they all have a very high level of education. So this seems to be a more important barrier, or as we said at the very end, a hurdle to outsourcing of service jobs.
The hurdle is just something that has to be overcome, a problem to get over.
Okay. And hopefully we're going to be helping you overcome your hurdles in learning English.
Thank you for listening to Business English Pod. We'll be back next week with a new podcast.